Live from Eretz Yisrael, welcome to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Kol Yisrael, and to daven together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making this special Sunday edition of the Daily Tehillim and Chizuk Call a part of your day. Here on Yom Sheni, the 13th day of the month of Adar in Israel, still Yom Rishon, the 12th day of Adar in the United States. We're gathering at a very heavy and very real moment for Am Yisrael. Today was a very difficult day. Just a few minutes drive away from where I sit right now in Ramat Beit Shemesh, an Iranian ballistic missile struck a public shelter, as well as numerous homes in Beit Shemesh, tragically killing 9 people, as well as injuring dozens others, and I believe that there are still some who are unaccounted for. Today, as we recite Tehillim, please keep in mind all of those impacted, including Yaakov ben Tamar, Abigail ben Tamar, and Sarah Bas Tamar. All of their names are included in today's email. Again, their names are Yaakov ben Tamar, Abigail ben Tamar, and Sarah Bas Tamar, as well as so many others. This call tonight, or daytime still in the United States, is simply about showing up. Showing up for Acheinu Kol Beis Yisrael, showing up for the Chayalim, for all of those who are standing, flying, fighting day and night on the front lines, protecting our people and showing up for one another through tefillah, through prayer. We also keep in our tefillos the brave servicemen and women of the joint United States Armed Forces. And we grieve for the tragic loss of 3 American soldiers, as well as 5 others who were seriously injured today. As we do regularly on this call, which typically transpires each Monday through Thursday, there's something powerful about pausing together, even briefly, and turning our hearts in the same direction. May our words of Tehillim bring strength, protection, and nechama. May they be a source of chizuk for all of those who need it most right now. Before introducing today's speaker, I'd like to share in part the statement put out by the OU yesterday evening. I encourage all of our listeners, all the callers, to read it in its entirety. It can be found on the OU's homepage at ou.org. God bless President Trump. God bless the United States of America and its courageous military servicemen and women conducting this noble mission. May you all return home in peace. For the brave men, women, and men of the IDF, we support you. We pray to the Almighty to keep you safe and aid you in prevailing over our enemies. May God protect the people and defenders of Israel. Call upon all members of our community to increase your tefillot in the coming days and hours, which all of us are doing here on this call, and do all we can to support our brothers and sisters in Israel. Again, the entire statement can be found at ou.org. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Dr. Josh Joseph, Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer of the Orthodox Union, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Joseph's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, beginning with Perek Chaf, moving on to Kuf Chaf Aleph, and concluding with Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. After Tehillim, we will recite Achenu in both Hebrew as well as in English, be followed by the Mishaberach for our incredible, dear, and special, and brave Chayalim. And we will conclude with the Mishaberach L'cholim, during which Rabbi Joseph will pause for about 30 seconds so that each of us can insert the names of all those we are davening for. We welcome all those who are joining us on the call today for the first time. Sign up for the daily reminder email. You can do so and receive those emails each and every day at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Joseph.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Naftali. We are thinking about you and sending you our blessings, our brachos, to be safe, to remain safe. And we're thinking about all of our colleagues. Just got off the phone with one of our colleagues whose windows in Beit Shemesh were blown out, and was, thank Hashem, safe. And we have a number of participants from one of our Merkaz Noar, one of our youth centers in Beit Shemesh, where a number of people have been affected. And we are davening for Refuos, and we're davening for Yeshuos, and we're thinking of all of Klal Yisrael right now to remain safe and to be safe. It's particularly at a moment like this where I miss and long for my partner, Zichro Tzadik Livracha, Rabbi Moshe Hauer, who would have wise words to share with all of us. And it's been too long that we've had so many different things that have been in our way, and yet I gain chizuk from you being here, from sharing with each other, and from trying to figure out a way through whatever is in front of us. There's also a mixture of emotions going on right now. On the one hand, certainly the seriousness, as Naftali laid out, of everything that's going on around him and around all of our friends and family in Israel and beyond. And we stand on the cusp of a joyous day of Purim. What do we do with these various emotions? How do we think about them? How do we move forward? How do we pray? It's an interesting thing about, you know, when you think about what are the most important words in davening. If you have to focus on one line in davening, what would it be? And a lot of people would talk about Shema Yisrael being so important. But Arya Kaplan helps us answer in a bit of a different way, sort of unread, unknown piece that he wrote, because it shows up at the end of his book on Jewish meditation. You get through the first 10 chapters on meditation, about chapter 11 or 12, he talks a little bit about tefillah. And he points out that in the tefillah that is known by Chazal, by our rabbis, as tefillah, which is the Amida, which is the Shemona Esrei, that before the end of every bracha, there's sort of a summary. Re'ena v'onyenu, at the end, Ikel Goel Chazak Ata. It summarizes the bracha. Refa'inu Hashem, Hashem, you know, provide us with healing at the end. Ki kel melech rofe neman brachman ata. There's a summary right before the end of the bracha. And he points out that the one bracha where we're supposed to have the most kavana, that even if we don't have kavana, if we don't have intent, if we don't understand what we're saying, we have to go back and understand it, is the first bracha, ideally the first three brachas of the Shemona Esrei, but the first bracha is on top of all of them. Referred to as the bracha of us, bracha of our ancestors, maybe of our principles. And the last four words of that bracha, the summary of that bracha, is fascinating. It lists four words, Melech, Ozer, Moshiach, Umagein. Four different approaches to Kadosh Baruch Hu. As we stand on the eve of Purim, we are focused on the word Melech, that appears over and over again in the Megillah, and yet at the same time stands as a foil to the lack of any reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, any reference to Hashem Havaya or to Elohim. And so we are told by Chazal and Mefarshim that the word Melech, when it appears in the Megillah, is actually referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here Rabbi Kaplan points out that a Melech is all-powerful and yet is somewhat distant from us. And that moves to the second word, Ozer. How is Hashem an Ozer? Well, an Ozer can only really help you if there's something practical, if there's a manifestation, if there is a tactical approach that connects you, somebody who is close enough to actually help. We go from the Melech that is all-powerful and yet far away to a capital H helper, somebody who is a step closer and connected with you and helps you through whatever it is you're going through. And from there we move to the Moshiach. Who is a Moshiach? A Moshiach is somebody who is right next to you. who, if chas v'shalom, you fall into a lake, a river, the Moshiach can come and save you and lift you up. That not only are they there to help you when you need in a reactive way, but somebody in here, Hashem, who is a Moshiach, who is a savior, who helps you and saves you because they are right there with you. And last, a magen. What is a magen? Who is a magen? A magen is one who protects you even before you need saving. A magen is a shield. And Hashem also acts at times as a shield. And so when we think about our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we think about how to pray and what to pray for and which manifestation to pray for Hashem, we start with the Melech, all-powerful and yet a little bit more distant. We move closer with the Ozer, who helps us in all kinds of situations, even closer to the Moshiach, Hashem, a God who saves us in moments of need, and then ultimately to the closeness to actually physically wearing a shield, being part of us, being within us, the Magen, the shield. And we daven at this time, as everything is going on around us, as we think about being on the cusp of Simcha, of a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a relationship that is of Malchus, but that is also of Ezra, that is also of Yeshua, and that is also one of Haganah. And we daven that we should have those relationships with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help all of us as we daven, as we come together, to help us through what will be the next number of days throughout all the emotions and all of the challenges and opportunities that the days present for ourselves. We'll continue now reciting Tehillim, Tehillim Chaf. Ramnatzeach Mizmor David, Yanka Adonai Liyom Sarai Sagev Hashem Elokei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisadeka, Yizkor Kol Minchasecha Ve'olasecha Yedash Nesela, Yitein Lecha Chil Vavecha V'chol Atzasecha Yemalei, Nirana Nabi Shua Secha, Uvushem Eloheinu Nidgol, Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalo Secha, Tayadati Ki Yashir Adonai Mishicho, Ya'anehu Mishmei Kacho, Begvuros Yesha Yimino, Ela Varechav, Ve'ela Vasusim, Vanachnu B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir, Ema Karu V'Nafalu, Vanachnu Kamnu V'Nisadad, Adonai Hoshia, Hamelech Ya'aninu B'Yom Koreinu. Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shir Lamalos, Esai Nay El Ha'arim, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, Ezri Me'im Adonai, Ose Shamayim Ve'aretz, Al Yitein Lamot Raglecha, Al Yanum Shomrecha, Imei Lo Yanum Ve'lo Yishan Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Tzilecha Al Yad Yiminecha, Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yakeka, Ve'yareach Ba'layla, Adonai Yishmorcha Mikora, Yishmores Nafshecha, Adonai Yishmor Tzeitcha Uvolecha Me'atave Ad Olam. Tehillim Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Yirah Ma'alos, Imam Akim Krasicha Adonai, Adonai Shima B'Koli, Tiena Uznecha Kashivos V'Kol Tachanunai, Im Avonos Tishmarya, Adonai Niya Amod, Ki Imcha Aslicha Lama'an Tivare, Yivisi Adonai Ki V'son Ashi, V'lid V'ro Hochalti, Nafshi L'Adonai Nishomrim L'Boker, Shomrim Laboker. Yachel Yisrael Adonai, Kim Adonai Achesed Be'arbei Mofidus, Lehu Yifdes Yisrael Mikol Avonosav. We'll say Achenu, both in Hebrew and in English. Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, Hanasunim Mitzara V'Shivya Ha'omdim Bein Bayam Uvein Bayavasha, Hamakom Yerachem Aleihem V'yotziem Mitzara Lirvacha, Me'afela Le'ora, Mishibu Begula, Hashta Bagalav Yizban Kariv and Umar Amen. For our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. Mishaberach Yechai Leitzahal. Mishaberach Avosenu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Yivarech Eschaylei Tzva Ha'agana L'Yisrael, V'Anshei Kochos HaBitachon, Ha'umdim HaMishmar Atzenu, V'Arei Eloheinu, Migvul HaLvanon, V'Adibar Mitzrayim, ומראים הגדול עד לבוא הרבה ובכל מקום שהם, ביבשה, באוויר ובים. ייתן אדוני יסעדנו, הקמים עלינו, ניגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צרה וצוקה ומכל נגע ומחלה, וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשי ידיהם. יד ברסמנו תחתיהם, יתרים בחס ישועה ובטרס ניצחון. יקוים בהם הכתוב, כי אדוני אלוהיכם, הולך עמכם להילחם לכם עם אויביכם, להושיע אתכם, ונאמר אמן. We'll conclude with Mishaberach L'cholam. I will pause for 30 seconds to allow all of us to enter names that we are thinking of. Mishaberach Avoseinu, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, the Aaron, David, and Shlomo, V'yivarech es acholam. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, להחלימם, לרפאם, לחזקם ולחיותם, וישלח להם מהר רפואה שלמה מן השמיים, לכל עברנו, לכל גידיהם, בסוף שאר חולי ישראל, רפואת הנפש, רפואת הגוף. השתא בעגלה בזמן קריב, ונאמר, אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi Joseph. Really appreciate you coming on with us, especially very, very last minute, putting this call together. Very, very much appreciated. We look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in your session in the near future. I want to thank Rebecca Levy for all of her coordination behind the scenes, especially last minute as well. And I want to thank Brandon for filling in for me last week. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program, which will be tomorrow on Monday, Tanis Esther, which this year, perhaps more than ever, takes on new meaning. Call will be tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern, 8 o'clock here in Eretz Yisrael, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Even during these difficult times, remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a safe and wonderful day. We'll see you back tomorrow.